DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reed in Bonn. Turkish police have stormed a park in Istanbul and are firing tear gas and water cannon to drive out protesters who've been camped there for over 2 weeks. It comes hours after the country's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed to remove them by force from the disputed public area known as Gezi Park off Taksim Square. Demonstrators opposing the park's redevelopment have turned into a protest against the government following earlier police crackdowns on the demonstrators. Erdogan's threats come after he met with a group of protesters on Friday, telling them the courts would decide whether the redevelopment plan was legal and that a referendum may also be held. The US and several EU nations have condemned the Turkish government's response to the unrest. The moderate cleric Hassan Rouhani has been declared the winner of Iran's presidential elections, receiving more than half of the 36 million votes cast in Friday's poll. Rouhani, who was supported by political reformists, will take over from the outgoing president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who under the constitution was unable to run for a third term. Rouhani has pledged to engage more with world powers in hopes that crippling economic sanctions might be eased. He's been an outspoken critic of Ahmadinejad, accusing him of provoking the international community. But the 64-year-old has vowed to stand firm on the country's nuclear program, which Iran says is for peaceful purposes, but Western powers believe it could be developing a nuclear weapon. Middle East analyst Mishael Luders says Rouhani's win was unexpected.
This is really quite a surprise, and I think that Iranians are really eager to see changes in their country within the framework of the Islamic Revolution. I mean, they have understood most Iranians that there will be no change of the political system as a whole, so they opted to vote for a more moderate conservative who is willing to develop especially the economic outlooks of Iran without using his an aggressiveness comparable to his predecessor.
You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Russia is continuing to heap skepticism on US claims that the Syrian government has used chemical weapons on opponents. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said on Saturday the evidence for the claims had not been established by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. That's an autonomous body that implements the International Chemical Weapons Convention. The organization will only determine whether chemical weapons have been used in Syria if its inspectors can take blood or tissue samples from an area and test them. Lavrov said on Saturday it didn't make sense for the Assad regime to use chemical weapons as it had a military advantage over the rebels. The Obama administration said this week it would give rebels direct military aid after it received evidence of Syrian government forces carrying out small-scale chemical attacks. Meantime, the Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi says he's cutting off diplomatic relations with Syria and has ordered that the Damascus embassy in Cairo be closed. In a speech to Sunni Muslim clerics in Cairo on Saturday, Morsi said he also demanded Lebanon's Shiite Hezbollah movement leave Syria. Coalition partners of the Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas are considering whether or not to remain in government with him following a court's decision to detain his close aide on corruption charges. Prosecutors allege that the aide, Jana Nagova, bribed politicians and illegally ordered intelligence agencies to spy on people she had a personal interest in, including the Prime Minister's wife. The leaders of junior coalition parties are meeting on Saturday evening to decide what to do. At least 24 people have been killed in Quetta in southwest Pakistan after militants blew up a bus carrying female university students and then detonated another bomb at a hospital treating survivors. The attack on the emergency ward was followed by a gun battle with militants inside the hospital. No group has yet claimed responsibility. And 3 months out from national elections, the new leadership team of Germany's left party has endorsed the euro, distancing themselves from the party's ex-leader, who was a eurosceptic. The former leader, Oskar Lafontaine, recently described the euro as faulty and said that eurozone countries should have the choice to return to their former currencies. But at a party conference in Dresden on Saturday, new co-leader Katja Kipping called for the euro to be kept and called for an end to austerity measures she said threatened the euro. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. This is Jared Reed for Deutsche Welle News.